Peter chapter 2. 1 Peter chapter 2. I just want to read a portion of verse 7, the very first part of verse 7. Unto you therefore which believe, he is precious. I'm going to speak tonight on, is Christ precious to you? The word precious, of course, implies something of great value, something that is priceless, cannot put a price upon it, something that we cherish, something that we treasure, something that we love, something that we think much upon and adore. You'll notice in verse 4 that Christ is precious to God, to whom coming as unto a living stone, disallowed indeed of men, that is not considered valid by men, but chosen of God and precious. God says that Jesus Christ is chosen and precious. He basically says the same thing in verse 6, just words it a little differently. Whereby also it is contained in the scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, which is the same as chosen, precious. Elect, precious. So we're told here in verse 7, those which believe Jesus Christ is precious. That tells us something about the importance of faith. It also tells us something about the danger of unbelief. The more we believe, the more precious Christ is. So, for those who are saved, if Christ is not precious, the problem, of course, is not with Christ. The problem is with faith, or a lack of faith. Because the Bible very plainly says, if we believe, then Christ is precious to us. So that shows us the importance of faith. It shows us how we ought to want our faith to always be increasing. Because as our faith increases, so he becomes more and more precious to us. But again, it shows the danger of unbelief. If we don't believe, or if our faith is weak, then Christ is less precious. And when Christ is less precious, that opens the door to many a danger. That opens the door to many a problem. So we see the importance of faith. We see the danger of unbelief. Now notice, as we read through here, we see how these that believe are described. In verse 2, they are described as newborn. This is talking about those who are newly saved. But those who are saved, those who believe, have been born spiritually. They have been born again. So Christ is not going to be precious unless we're born again. And then the next thing we see concerning these that believe is they desire the sincere milk of the Word. The more we believe, the more we desire the Word of God. The more we're in the Word of God, the more we believe. It's a cycle. So those that believe are those who are born of God. Those who believe are those who desire the sincere milk of the Word of God. We see also in verse 3, if so be that ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious. Those who believe have tasted. That means they have personally experienced. What have they experienced? They have experienced that the Lord is gracious. That is a personal experience. You cannot believe, not savingly, without personally experiencing the graciousness of the Lord. So those who believe, Jesus Christ is precious to them. These that believe are born of God. These that believe desire the Word of God. These that believe have personally experienced the graciousness of the Lord. Verse 4, to whom coming as unto a living stone, those who believe continually come to Jesus Christ. You'll notice the word coming there is not in the past tense, it's in the present. It's continuous. Those who believe continually come to Christ. So the more we believe, the more we continually come to Jesus Christ. We see also in verse 5, which goes back to the fact that we are born of God, ye also has lively stones, or has active. Those who believe are spiritually lively, they are spiritually active. The more faith we have, the more spiritually active we are. A lot of emphasis today is put on being physically active. And we know what happens if you're not physically active. It can cause you physical problems down the road. That's also true spiritually. You must be spiritually active. And if you're not spiritually active, that's going to cause you spiritual problems down the road. You're going to get spiritually unfit. You're going to get spiritually out of shape. And being spiritually out of shape is much more serious than being physically out of shape, and much more dangerous than being physically out of shape. So those that believe are lively or active. We see in verse 6, the last part of verse 6, and he that believeth on him shall not be confounded, or shall not be ashamed. So those who believe, and those who believe are the ones who perceive Christ as precious. Those who believe are not ashamed. They are not ashamed of what they believe. They are not ashamed of Jesus Christ. Why aren't they ashamed of Jesus Christ? Because he is precious. He is precious to them. You're not ashamed of something that is precious to you, something that you cherish. So we see, in order for Christ to be precious, we have to believe. And I believe he is as precious to us as our degree of faith. The stronger the faith we have, the more precious Christ is. And the more precious Christ is, the more you live for him, the more you want to live for him, the more you strive to be like him. So they that believe find Jesus Christ to be precious. So in what ways is Christ precious? Well, as we read the Word of God, we ought to always be looking for Christ. To always be looking for him. But his history is precious to us. His story is precious to us. It's something that we cherish. It's something that we never get tired of. We never get tired of the incarnation, the birth of Jesus Christ. It's precious. It's part of his history. It's part of who he is. And it's something that we cherish. We never get tired of his public life. As you read through the Gospels, you read about the public life of Jesus Christ, and that's precious. That's something that we treasure. That's something that we cherish. It's something that we adore, the life of Jesus Christ upon this earth, his ministry, his suffering, and his death are precious to us. There is, in one sense, I suppose, a degree of sadness in the sufferings and death of Christ, but it's precious. The sufferings of Christ are precious. The death of Jesus Christ is precious. So when we consider the history of Jesus Christ, we find these things to be precious. When we consider the person, that is, who he is, we find him to be precious. That's why we cannot tolerate someone blaspheming Jesus Christ, because his person is precious to us. We get more offended if someone blasphemes Jesus Christ than if they mistreat one of our loved ones, because no one is more precious than Jesus Christ. So the very person of Jesus Christ, the names of Jesus Christ are precious. That's why it's very difficult to hear people use his name in vain. Because those names are precious. The name Jesus Christ, people use it in vain all the time. You'd think they knew him. But we ought to be offended by that, because that name is precious to us. And all the names of Christ are precious. And the more we believe, the more precious those names are. The offices of Christ are precious. He's prophet, he's priest, he's king. Those are precious offices. Those are things that we have to keep straight doctrinally, because they are precious. They do matter. People say, well, it really doesn't matter. Oh, it does matter. Because Jesus Christ is precious. You'll never say it doesn't matter if he's precious to you. The blood and righteousness of Jesus Christ is precious. His love is precious. How can you put a price upon the person of Jesus Christ? How can you put a price upon the love of Jesus Christ? It's precious. It's beyond price. The laws of Jesus Christ are precious. Those who believe find the very laws of Jesus Christ, the very commands of Jesus Christ, to be precious. It's not something that we try to avoid. It's not something that we try to skirt around. It's not something that we try to push under the rug. We find the commandments and the laws of Jesus Christ to be precious. And the more we believe, the more precious those laws are. So those who have a problem today with the laws of Christ, the commands of Christ, it is a faith problem. Because if you believe, then he's precious. And if he's precious, everything connected with him, including his laws and commands, are precious. The ways of Christ are precious. They're precious. And the ways of Christ and the ways of the world are completely contrary one to the other. You cannot try to defend the ways of the world and defend the ways of Christ at the same time. It cannot be done. It's one or the other. You walk in the ways of Christ, or you walk in the ways of the world. If you believe, and the more you believe, Christ is precious, and his way becomes precious. And if his way is precious, you want to walk in that way. You want to be found walking in that way. His people are precious. The very people of Jesus Christ become precious when we believe. The interests of Christ are precious. The truth is, we've got a spiritual problem if we're not interested in what Christ is interested in. If we don't have the same interest as Jesus Christ, then our interests are contrary. So the very interests of Christ are precious. His day is precious. The day of the Lord is precious. It's not like Monday through Saturday. Sunday's different. It's the day of the Lord. It is a precious day. His house is precious. His church is precious. It's not something that you can just take or leave. If you believe, it's precious. The house of God is precious. Worshiping Christ is precious. It's something we long to do. The benefits of Christ. And we could go on all night about the benefits of Christ. But the benefits of Christ are precious. The example of Christ is precious. So everything about Jesus Christ, to those who believe, he's precious. Everything about him is precious. That is, all these things we cherish. We hold these things dear. We hold these things in high esteem. It just goes through me when someone will take the word of God and say, well, that really doesn't matter. Oh, that just goes through me. It does matter. You may not think it matters, but it matters because you're dealing with the things of Christ. Or they'll read the word of God and they'll say, oh, well, whatever. No, it's not, well, whatever. These are precious things. These are things that we are to treasure. These are things that we are to adore. So we need to ask ourselves, how much do we cherish these things? How much do we cherish Jesus Christ? How dear do we hold Jesus Christ to be? How highly do we esteem Jesus Christ? How highly do we esteem his house? How highly do we esteem his name? How highly do we esteem his person? How highly do we esteem his history? I want to get his history right. I want to be accurate because it's precious. It's precious. People want to get their family history right. It seems to me it'd be more important to get Christ's history right because he's precious. How highly do we treasure Jesus Christ? Do we adore Jesus Christ? You see, our faith can be measured by the degree of cherishing Christ, by how precious Christ is to us. There are many ways of measuring faith, many, many ways. And one of the ways is how precious is Christ to you. Because those that believe, he is precious. Thirdly, I want to look at some evidences of how Christ is precious to us. You'll notice in verse 6, wherefore also it is contained in the scripture, behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone. He's presenting the idea of Jesus Christ as a foundation. And if Christ is precious to you, he's the foundation. He's the foundation. That means you're not ashamed to trust him. You're not ashamed to build your life upon Jesus Christ. You're building your life upon something. Every one of us right now are building our lives. We're building our hopes. We're building everything upon something. There's no better place. There's no more sure place than Jesus Christ. He's the rock. Build your life upon him. And those who find Christ to be precious, they have no problem. They have no difficulty, and they're not ashamed to build their life upon Jesus Christ. Also, if Christ is precious to us, then we will take great delight, we will take great joy, we will count it a great privilege to think upon him, to hear him, and to speak to him. How often do you think upon Jesus Christ? I try every day to give thought to Jesus Christ. I try every day to give thought to the awesomeness, the greatness of God. There are many people that I think about every single day. There's not a day that goes by that They do not cross my mind. That's true of everyone here. If someone is precious to you, you don't go months without thinking about them. You don't go months, you don't even go days without them crossing your mind and without you thinking about them. So how can we say that Jesus Christ is precious to us if he doesn't enter into our thoughts? If we can go through a day and Jesus Christ does not enter into our thoughts, if you can go till Wednesday night and Jesus Christ not enter into your thoughts, how can you possibly say that he's precious? And you can even come to the house of God on Wednesday evening or Sunday morning and Sunday night and still not think of Jesus Christ. So those who consider Jesus Christ as precious, think upon him. But they also hear him. They hear his voice. And by hearing his voice, I mean that they respond to his voice. They are moved by his voice. The more we believe, the more we hear his voice. And the more we believe, the more we respond positively to his voice. The more we are moved by his voice. When Christ speaks, it ought to do something to us. He's precious. But not only do we find great delight, if Christ is precious, we find delight in thinking about him. We find delight in hearing him. Again, when we sit in the house of God, we ought to consider that as a time we are going to hear from Jesus Christ. And we ought to give attention. We ought to give attention. It offends me when people don't pay attention in church. But that's not what is important. It offends the Lord. It offends the Lord when people have very little attention span when it comes to God speaking. But those who find Christ precious, they also like to speak to him. Those you count dear, you enjoy talking to them. You enjoy hearing from them. You enjoy talking to them. How can Christ be precious if you and I can't even find the time to talk to him? What a shame that those who profess to be God's people many times find it difficult to find the time talk to Christ. Why don't you stop and tell the Lord sometime, well, I don't have time. I believe if you take that to the Lord, he can give you the time. I believe he'll give you the time to talk to him. Don't ever use that as an excuse. Well, I'm busy. Well, take that to the Lord. He can get you where you're not very busy. But we need to find the time to talk to Christ, and we will if he's precious to us. If he's precious to us. And we're not to just talk to Christ when we need something. Just going to him with our request all the time. Just talk to him. I mean, if your loved ones just called you and they needed something, you'd get irritated after a while. Wouldn't take very long. And the Lord wants us to make our requests, but talking to the Lord is more than just making requests from God. Just talking to him. Tell him what you think of him. How precious he is. So if Christ is precious, we want to think of him. We want to hear him. We want to speak to him. Also, if Christ is precious, and again, the more we believe, the more precious he is. It seems to me the more grateful we will be. The more reason we will find praise him and to thank him. There should not be a day that goes by that we do not find time to just thank the Lord. Just to say, thank you, Lord. I mean, we ought to do it every single day. We ought to find ourselves doing it several times a day. How many times God delivers us through a day, and we need just, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Those words ought to just be on our lips constantly. And the more precious He is, the more thankful we become. If Christ is truly precious to us, then I believe that means that we will prefer Him above others. It means that we'll choose Him above others. It means that He penetrates our heart. He possesses our heart. It means that He has the preeminence in our life. It means that we're not just giving Christ a part of our life. It means that we're not just making Christ a part of our life. The Lord's not interested in being a part of your life. He's to be your life. He's to be everything. And if Christ is precious, we don't want to just make Him a part. We don't want to just give Him the leftovers of what's left over from the world. You give Christ first and then give the world the leftovers. We have the whole thing turned around. If Christ is truly precious, we will sincerely desire His presence, desire to feel His presence, desire to be in His presence at all times. If Christ is truly precious to us, we will be grieved when He is dishonored. When we ourselves dishonor Christ, it'll grieve us greatly. When Christ is precious to us. When you and I sin and we are not grieved over that sin, the problem is that Christ is not precious to us. And the problem with that is faith or a lack of. So the more precious Christ is to us, the more grieved we are over sin, the more distressed we are when we sin, the more grieved and distressed we are when we see His name is trampled upon. I mean, it ought to be to the point where we just can't stand it. We just can't stand someone to use His name in vain and blasphemy. That we have to say something. Because it grieves us that they would take the precious name of Jesus Christ. I know good and well, if you have any character at all, if they were to talk about your mom or your dad the way they talk about Jesus Christ, you would come to their defense. If you have any character at all. But oh, how much more when it's Jesus Christ. If He's precious. If He's precious to us, sin cannot be trifled with. Sin cannot be justified. It cannot be minimized. It cannot be excused. Not when Christ is precious. In fact, the more precious Christ is, the more sinful sin becomes to us. The more disgusting sin becomes to us. The more we are offended by sin. It ought to greatly concern folks today who profess to be saved, and they will tell you, well, that doesn't offend me. Well, it ought to. It ought to. That language doesn't offend me. Well, it ought to. Drunkenness, that really doesn't bother me. I've lived with it all my life. It ought to. Sin ought to offend you. And the more precious Christ is, the more it offends us. And the more brokenhearted we are over sin. The more precious Christ is, the more it breaks our heart when we sin. And the more it breaks our heart when we see others sin. When you see someone fall in sin, that ought to break your heart. It ought to break your heart for many reasons. But the number one reason it ought to break your heart is because Jesus Christ is precious. Because who they've sinned against. That's the thing that ought to cause us the most grief. If Christ is truly precious to us, then we will be more ready to deny ourselves. If any man will come after me, Jesus said in Luke 9:23, let him deny himself. That means that we are willing. We are willing to give up our own supposed wisdom. We are willing to give up our own supposed free wills. We resign our wills to His will. We yield all of our desires and all of our passions to His government. It means that we are willing to forego everything that is sinful. We are willing to forego everything which is self-inclined. God isn't going to have you give Him absolutely everything you have. But He wants you to be willing to give every single thing you have to Him. Every good thing belongs to Him. Everything to which self is adverse to do, we are to surrender to the Lord. We're to be willing to give up everything dear to ourselves to the call of God. We're to be willing to give up our ease, our comfort, our convenience. That is one of our problems in the United States today. Is folks do not want to give up their lifestyle. They do not want to give up their conveniences. We have to be willing to do so. We must be willing to give up our friends. Because Christ is precious. Christ is more precious than any friend. You stand for Christ no matter how many friends it costs you. You stand for Him because He's precious. And the Lord, I promise you, the Lord will give you other friends. He will. And you have too. I've lost many friends. I'm not talking about death. Lost many friends. But the Lord replaces them. There's only one irreplaceable friend. And that's Jesus Christ. He can't be replaced. But all other friends. And that's not anything against them. It just magnifies Jesus Christ. We're to be willing to forego our health for the sake of Christ. We're to be willing to even give our life for the sake of Christ. That's what it means to deny self. Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount referred to plucking out the right eye and cutting off the right hand. That is, we're willing to part with everything dear to us rather than sin. Rather than sin, we'd rather cut off our right arm, pluck out our right eye. That's true if Christ is precious. How precious is Christ to us today? No man can serve two masters. Don't even try. It won't work. So again, I ask you, how precious is Christ to you? The Lord said that if we love father or mother more than Him, we're not worthy to be called a disciple. It's not that we're not to love our moms and dads and our family. It's that we're never to put them ahead, and I mean never. They're never to be put in front of Jesus Christ. If needs be, we're to forsake them as well. And many have been thrown aside by their loved ones. Because Christ was precious to them. Because Jesus Christ is precious to them. If Christ is truly precious, we will also adhere to Him in all conditions. That is, we just hold on. We hold on to Jesus Christ. Come what may, we're going to hold on. We'll let go of many things. But we can't let go of Him because He is precious. He is precious to us. Again, the more we believe, the more precious He is. Lastly, if Christ is truly precious to us, we will make His glory the end and the aim of everything we do. He died that those who live by His death should not live unto themselves, but unto Him which died for them. What do we live for today? We're to make Him our honor. We're to do everything that we do is for His honor and for His glory. The first thing we ought to ask ourselves is, would Jesus Christ be pleased? Is this going to honor Jesus Christ? Because He is most precious to us. Every day when we get up, we need to remember who we belong to. Amen. Whose we are. Amen. We need, as we go through the day, as we face the many temptations in a day, we need to remember who you belong to. Amen. Don't bring shame upon Jesus Christ. Is He precious to you? Do you cherish Jesus Christ? Again, there are many today who profess to be saved who, in the wildest imagination, could not say that they cherish Jesus Christ. And it's a faith problem, because those who believe, He is precious. Lord, increase our faith. And the more the Lord increases our faith, the more Jesus Christ is esteemed. The more Jesus Christ is treasured. And you know, the more precious that Jesus Christ becomes to us, the more this world, we're just not comfortable here. Amen. The more we realize, this isn't my home. I'm just passing through. The more precious Christ is, the more you long for heaven. Again, a lot of people today, they talk about seeing mom and dad and grandma and grandpa and brother so-and-so and sister so-and-so in heaven, and all that's fine. But that's not what's going to make heaven heaven. What's going to make heaven heaven is Jesus Christ. What's going to make heaven heaven is not the streets of gold, not the pearly gates. What's going to make heaven heaven is Jesus Christ. And I believe we'll be so caught up with Jesus Christ that a lot of things that we think heaven isn't going to matter. It's just not going to matter, because we're going to be just completely enthralled with Jesus Christ. I ask you today, is He precious to you? I believe there are many sitting here right now to whom Christ is precious. It shows. It shows in your life that Jesus Christ is precious. Are any of us what we ought to be? Of course not. But I believe most of the folks sitting here, Jesus Christ is precious. But if you're sitting here tonight and Jesus Christ isn't, you've got a problem. And it's a problem that you need to address. If you are saved, your problem is a lack of faith. And you need to pray that God would increase your faith. You need to pray that God would forgive your unbelief and that Christ would become more precious. Pray every day that the Lord would just become more precious to you. Because the more precious Christ becomes to us, the more we're going to grow spiritually. And the more we grow spiritually, the more precious He becomes to us. So again, I ask you, how precious is Christ to you today? Is He the most precious thing to you today, Brother Larry?